by visiting noblegoldinvestments.com to learn more. I respect this team and you should as well. Call Noble Gold right now. Tell them you heard about investing on my show and they'll find the right plan for your budget. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. noblegoldinvestments.com.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Warnings from GOP senators about court packing by Democrats may be one step closer to becoming reality. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
President Biden is putting together a commission aimed at Supreme Court reform. Among its members, former president of the American Constitution Society, Caroline Frederickson. She said in 2019, the Constitution does not specify nine justices on the court and notes that the number has changed over time. Republicans fear the commission may lead to the now Democrat-controlled Senate voting over the next 2 years to confirm a raft of new justices, an effort by Democrats to nullify gains for conservatives seen during the Trump administration. Bob Agnew reporting.
Apple is urging iPhone and iPad users to update their devices to fix security flaws that might have been actively exploited by hackers.
Apple made the software upgrades available Tuesday, adding a rare note suggesting it was a serious threat. The company credited anonymous researchers for pointing out the vulnerability or provided little details about the nature of the threat. The company said one of the vulnerabilities affects the kernel nerve center of Apple's operating system, iOS. Two others affect WebKit, the web browser engine used by Safari and other apps. The upgrade is for several generations of devices, starting with the iPhone 6. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Cloris Leachman, a character actor whose depth of talent brought her an Oscar for The Last Picture Show and Emmys for her comedic work in The Mary Tyler Moore Show and other TV series, has died. She was 94. Leachman died of natural causes at her home in Encinitas, California. Her daughter was at her side. She also appeared as the mother of Timmy on the Lassie series. She also played in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, a crime spree family member in Crazy Mama, and the infamous Frau Blücher in Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 633 points, the NASDAQ dropped 355, the S&P lower by 98. More at townhall.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available.
A special message to all my friends who own and operate small businesses. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you evaluated your insurance policy? Hey, the world has changed in the last year, but has your commercial insurance kept up? That's where my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are ready to help you and your small business. Blue Sky Insurance offers fresh solutions for general liability, workers' compensation, and something new, cyber insurance. Make a New Year's resolution to review the plan that will protect your business and your income in the year 2021 and beyond. This small business insurance review from Blue Sky Insurance could actually save you money. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service is incredible. Just call or text Blue Sky Insurance at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check it out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 304. This KAMS AQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Second doses of the COVID-19 vaccine will be offered beginning next week at the Las Vegas Convention Center. Southern Nevada Health District officials say the appointment-only clinic opens February 2nd for those who got their first shot at Western High School, Cashman Center, or the health district's main office. Officials say people who got their first vaccine at other sites will not be vaccinated and need to contact their original provider. The health district began administering the first doses of the Moderna vaccine the week of January 4th. The second dose can be administered after 28 days. Second dose allocations are based on the number of first doses given out. Well, a handful of Nevada small business owners used a virtual meeting with state officials to share their stories about the financial impact of COVID-19. The roundtable discussion was hosted by Governor Sisolak and gave the local businesses a chance to tell state officials how they could better help Nevada's business community. State leaders came away with the meeting saying that they know there is a huge need to provide help to those small businesses. The question is, how do you help? Well, the Las Vegas housing market continues to remain hot, but housing prices in other markets are still increasing faster. In fact, Nevada home prices went up 6.8% in November, 9.9% nationwide.
Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Now look out for a crash on US 95. That's southbound before Galleria. The right shoulder and right lane are affected there. Also, some heavy volumes on the 15 right now, south at Sahara, north at Desert Inn. And you'll touch the brakes as you work your way through the spaghetti bowl there. 515 eastbound at Main Street.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local. Good to have you with us on this Wednesday, on this hump day. And, of course, Wednesdays and hump days, I mean Chuck Muth days. Chuck joining us. Chuck, how you been, my friend?
Well, I'm very cold this morning here in Las Vegas. And I understand that government employees up in Carson City have to go home because of a blizzard coming through. So I'll tell you what, I want global warming back. I think this is terrible what's going on right now.
That is amazing. Well, good for our friends up north. They're going to have lots of snow coming their way. If you are planning travel to northern Nevada, I would put it off for a couple of days because it looks like it's not just going to blow through. It's going to be there a while. We are now, the good thing is that most of the Nevada legislature is in place. They're doing committee hearings and different things like that in Carson City. But we've got day one of the Nevada legislature coming up on Monday. They have the governorship. They've got the state assembly. They've got the state senate.
How bad can it be?
Oh, it could be horrible and probably will be. What I would love to see them do the very first day next Monday is for the legislature to finally become a co-equal branch of government again, and and tell the governor, you know what, your emergency order is hereby revoked, and we're now going to be a part of this, and we want to have a say in what's going on in Nevada, because our economy is in the crapper, thanks to what the governor has done for more than 10 months now in shutting our economy down. I read a report this morning that gaming revenue last year was down 25%. And yet, despite that, which of course means that tax revenue from that gaming revenue is down 25%, nevertheless, the governor is proposing increasing the current budget that we're operating under rather than decreasing it. So, you know, it'd be nice to think that the legislature would at least want to weigh in. I know they're all controlled by the Democrats, the Senate and the Assembly, and the governor's a Democrat, but this isn't about Democrat and Republican. This is about the two branches of government, the legislative and the executive, and so far the legislative branch has been shut out of all these decisions by their own choice, by the way. I mean, they did have two special sessions last summer where they could have weighed in, and they simply chose to kick the can down the road and let the governor take the hit for all this, and they shouldn't. They shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Tell me how the legislature gets its power back after assuming potted plant status during the special sessions, the last session, really for the entire 10 months. Can they just do it legislatively? And have you heard of any Democrat willing to give some blowback to the governor?
I haven't heard of any Democrats with the backbone to stand up to the governor and demand that they be included in this decision-making process. I do know that Annie Black, Assemblywoman Annie Black, who will be starting her first day as a freshman on Monday, she found in Nevada Revised Statute the section that says that the governor's emergency orders, his emergency powers, continue until either the governor gives it up and says that the emergency is over, or if the legislature passes a resolution doing the same thing. So the state law gives the legislature the absolute power and authority to do this. The question is whether or not they'll have the will to do it.
We got to do it eventually. I mean, he can't just keep being King Sisolak forever, can he?
Well, he can, as long as the legislature allows him to get away with it, and as long as our court systems continue to allow him to get away with it, because that's the third branch of government. I mean, a court could have stepped in and said, no, Governor, you have exceeded and abused your emergency powers, and you're not allowed to do this anymore. Look, it was an emergency last March the 12th when this thing first happened. Remember, we were told it was 15 days to flatten the curve, and of course the governor, you know, he said it at 30 days to flatten the curve. Since that time, we've obviously learned a lot about the virus. We now have vaccinations for the virus. There are other states who never went into a shutdown mode, never issued these mandatory masks orders, and they are no worse off than our state is from a health standpoint, many of which are better off than we are from a health standpoint, but they are infinitely better off economically by having not shut their economies down. So, you know, it would have been nice for the courts to have stepped in. They didn't. They chose not to do that in earlier lawsuits last spring. But come on, we're now in our 11th month. It'd be nice to have a court step in and say, no, Governor, an emergency is an emergency. This is no longer an emergency. You can't continue to do this to Nevada's businesses.
I know there are some that would criticize the Republicans in Carson City. They haven't done anything. They haven't lifted a finger. They haven't talked with the governor. There's no communication. But should they be blamed, or are they just victims?
I would argue that they should be blamed as well. Look, they had a special session in July of last year. They had another special session in August of last year. The Republicans were there in Carson City at both of those special sessions. They should have raised the stink about this back then. They should have been very vocal in calling for the legislature to at least put some kind of constraint on the time limit that the governor has to continue to reissue these emergency directives, and including the pause that the governor put in November. Just because you're in the minority doesn't mean you're helpless. You can hop up on your soapbox and bring the public to your side and make the case for limiting the governor's powers to continue doing this, and they simply chose not to. They were mute during those two special sessions, and I'm hoping that they won't remain mute once the regular session begins on Monday.
What do you expect early on? And again, we're talking with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. He joins us each and every Wednesday. What do you expect in the first couple of days in Carson City? Obviously, there's the ceremonial stuff. But beyond that, do you expect anything substantial early on, or does it take a while for the machinery of government to move in Carson City?
Yeah, beyond the pomp and circumstance, which you know is what always starts every legislative session, and all the good feelings, and let's all work cooperatively, can't we all get along? I mean, all that will happen in the first week. The committees are going to start meeting, and I don't expect anything major to happen early on in this session. It's going to take a bit of time. The thing for taxpayers to keep an eye on, obviously, will be the opening meetings to discuss the governor's budget and what to do with that. Now, there's a danger that your listeners and my readers need to be aware of, that the governor is proposing a budget that doesn't call for what he said, new tax increases. But that doesn't mean that the liberals and leftists in the legislature aren't going to be calling for increases in existing taxes, and indeed they already have. Also, I think the first thing that's going to be on, because there's no way to get around it, the teachers union has put before the legislature two massive tax increases that the legislature must deal with in the first 30 days, I believe, of the legislative session. They have to either approve those tax increases or reject them, in which case the tax increases would go on the 2022 ballot, or come up with an alternative, which, if I remember correctly, means that both the teachers' unions' tax increases will go on the ballot, along with whatever the alternative is that the legislature comes up with. So that will be dealt with immediately. A lot of the other tax increases and budget problems will be put off until May, but they have no choice but to deal with those teachers' union tax proposals as soon as they start on Monday.
Again, we don't know where we will be in 2022, but I'm curious, just your knowledge of the state, after what we've gone through with the pandemic, is this state ready for higher sales taxes, like lots higher sales taxes?
Oh, God, even before the pandemic, I think that the teachers union tax hikes were dead on arrival as far as Nevadans are concerned. But yes, absolutely. Considering how much damage the governor has done to our economy with his shutdown, even by 2022, this is not going to subside, and people are not going to forgive and forget that quickly. I don't think there's any chance. I'm not going to say that there's no chance, but there's very, very slim chance that the Nevadans who would have to pay those tax hikes are going to go for it in 2022 at the ballot box. I just don't see it.
You think Democrats have learned their lesson after the Jim Settlemyer suit relative to the two-thirds deal? You need two-thirds majority to pass a tax increase. Do you think they've learned their lesson, or you think they're going to keep trying to jam taxes through on a simple majority?
Well, I don't think they'll do it the way they did it in the last session by simply ignoring the two-thirds vote. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that there is a mining tax proposal that was passed in August, or maybe it's a new bill that's being drafted that would specifically exempt that particular tax increase from the two-thirds requirement. So it wouldn't nullify the two-thirds requirement completely, but would start to cherry pick and pick and choose where that two-thirds requirement would come into play. I think that's probably the directions they're going to try. I'm hopeful that the court would strike down any such effort like that as well, but you never know. It's a roll of the dice.
And by the way, the Settlemyer suit, do we know where that is?
I thought that it was resolved, that the Supreme Court ruled that they can't do it. Now I'm going to have to look that up, Kevin. Thanks for giving me homework today.
No. But you know, that was the ultimate slap in the face to Democrats who just said, we don't really care, we're going to do it.
Yes.
And that, I mean, the brazen, it was horrible. Hopefully we'll find out that has been corrected. We're going to talk about 1 week in the administration of Joe Biden. We're just crossing 1 week and counting. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Chuck Muth alongside on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborne Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
it's Paul Powell?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local with Kevin Wall brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it right now. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. We are now 1 week into the Biden administration, and I was just looking back on the stuff that has happened, and it's incredible that just in a week, this is a president who has opened the doors to illegal immigrants, cost us tens of thousands of jobs because of the Keystone XL pipeline, and he keeps giving away the store. I want to ask you, it's only a week in, and we know that they control both houses of Congress and the presidency. How bad can it be, and is it going to be as bad as you think?
I believe it will be as bad as I think, and possibly even a lot worse, which is really saying something. Look, 1 week into this, here's what I'm already seeing. Maybe it's just me, Kevin, but I'm seeing gas prices going up almost daily, and the stock market, I don't have a lot of stock invested, but I can see that my stocks that I own are already coming down little by little every day, and it's been eroded since the day he took office, and I think we're going to just see more and more of that. There's no question about it. What he has done with most of his executive orders, and he's already just shattered record for executive orders in the first week in office. What he's basically done is unraveled what President Trump did over 4 years and returned us back to where we were when Joe Biden was Barack Obama's vice president, and things were so bad at that time that gave us Donald Trump. I don't understand why you would go back to doing the very thing that cost you the election in the first place in 2016, but that's what they are intent on doing, and I don't think I think Joe Biden's just powerless to stop it. He's not in control of the White House. The far left of the Democrat Party is in control, the AOCs of the Democrat Party. Schumer and Pelosi are basically running the show, and Joe Biden's just a prop. He's standing up there, and when he can find his pen, just signing legislation or signing executive orders without even knowing what it is that he's signing. So, no, things are going to get a lot worse than they are right now. They're already bad enough in the first week, but, boy, batten down the hatches because it is going to get worse.
And, by the way, the Dow, just for your 401k's sake, down 633 today, 633, and it's down to 30,303, was up over 31,000 when Biden took office. I want to ask you about impeachment because this is something that just drives me nuts. Pat Leahy is going to preside over the Senate. It won't be Chief Justice John Roberts. And I'm just curious, under what auspices can the Senate not sue? This is not like a criminal or a civil court case. Can they actually put somebody up on trial who's now a private citizen? Tell me how they do that.
Yeah, this is worse than a kangaroo court, what they're doing right now. From what I've been reading, and I'm not the expert, Kevin, but from what I've been reading, the experts are evenly or somewhat evenly divided on whether or not you can impeach the President of the United States, who is no longer in office. Good minds, good legal minds, are taking both sides. Some are saying yes, some are saying no, and eventually it's going to have to be resolved because the articles of impeachment have been delivered to the Senate. From what I've read, if I read correctly, the Chief Justice who oversaw the last impeachment trial a year ago is not doing this, and Senator Leahy is, because the Chief Justice cannot oversee an impeachment trial of a president who is no